The Positively Wolfy Podcast, unqualified commentary on allegedly real news. The Positively Wolfy Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Positively Wolfy Podcast. They call me Mr. Positivity Wolfy T. You can find me on Twitter at PositivelyWolf1. And if you want to email the show, you can reach us at PositivelyWolfy@comcast.net. On today's show, we're going to discuss That's Not What Tickle Me Means, the extra crispy setting, and a big old butt. Today, I'm joined once again by brother Clint.
What's up, everybody? You miss me?
Missed you for that whole week between this episode and the last one.
You know, my fans can't get enough of me.
More butt talk on this episode. We talked about butts last week, too. Well, we talked about rectums last week. I don't know. We got something else coming up later in the show that is in a similar area of the body.
But, I love it. And I cannot lie.
Oh, boy. Anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun. Is how that goes.
Testify. Preaching to the choir.
Oh, boy. Well, I don't really have a lot to talk about here on the top of this show. So I think we could just jump. I keep saying jump. I did that last week, too. And I feel like we're running a theme here. But we're really not, because there's no jumping in today's episode.
Yeah, there's no physical activity involved here at all today.
Well, we'll find out. Because we're going to jump into some unqualified commentary on allegedly real news. We got three stories today from, well, they're all from the New York Post, so you know they're legit.
It's going to be a good episode.
So let's get going with article number one. And the headline is, Michigan home inspector busted pleasuring himself with Elmo doll, cops say. And there's a picture from the it's the little kids room, and they got like a nanny cam or a spy cam on it.
And yeah, I think that's the straight up security cam. That looks like a really high quality picture. And without getting into the article yet, it's something I'm happy I don't have to actually watch what he did to the damn Elmo doll.
Unless they got video later in the article, I didn't look. But yeah, it looks like he like just pulled it out of the closet, and he's getting ready to do the deed.
It almost looks like he's like going for his zipper there, doesn't it?
Yeah. So I don't know, man. It's what is this rug on the floor? Is that like a Milwaukee Bucks rug?
Yeah, it's blue. I don't know. Maybe it's like a Yukon type thing, or just maybe it's just a straight deer pattern. But I noticed this guy is all in the safety though. He's got his COVID mask on inside, and the booties on his shoes.
Well, what he's gonna leave behind, you can't. I mean, you can't get sick off of it. Well, I take that back. You probably could.
Well, for Elmo's sake, did he use protection?
Oh my god!
With them too.
Elmo's eyes are bugging out, and it's like the exact look on a face that you would expect given this headline.
Well, I think it's a typical New York Post. I love the way this article starts. By the way,
I was gonna say something, and then I saw it, and the first line is, "He was tickled by Elmo." Oh boy.
Well, I guess we could say Elmo doesn't just lie there, huh? Dead fish.
Did they do something on South Park about that after the dude that does the voice of Elmo got busted for being a pedophile? Where like they had a new like Elmo toy for Christmas, and I don't know, it just would like sexually harass the children.
Something they would do, but where's sexual harassment panda when you need him here?
He's on the island for misfit mascots.
Yeah, I'm a sad panda.
Who lives in the East 'neath a willow tree? Sexual harassment, panda. Who's here to teach sexual harassment to you and me? Sexual harassment, panda.
Classic.
Oh, yes. That episode is hilarious because that's the one where,
Everybody sues each other.
yeah, Cartman sues Stan for telling him to suck his ass or something like that.
I
And
think it was
then,
Kyle first.
was it? I can't remember. Maybe it was Kyle. Yeah. And then Kyle's dad became the lawyer for Cartman. And he's like, well, it's good that you got a half of Kyle's toys, but like, wouldn't you rather have money? Like, we should go after the school. And then he started representing everybody else in different lawsuits where the school was also responsible for the sexual harassment going on at the school. And
Oh, it's great because the judge was just lining him up and knocking him down. Half of your stuff and $3 million for everybody that was accused. And then finally, it was everybody versus everybody at the end.
And Kyle's dad just like was taking all the money, like all the kids just wanted the toys or whatever. And like he just got this huge mansion at the end of it. And then like I don't know, I forget what happened at the end,
Yeah,
but
they just. Built up this house that he had in the same spot, so it was a huge house, and then everybody else's little houses right next door to him.
actually, I think Sexual Harassment Panda came back and he like kind of he put some common sense into everybody, like you can't just sue because somebody said something mean to you or whatever. And then Kyle's dad is like, yeah, that's right. You guys, we're done with this. We've learned our lesson. But like he already made his money. Like, what does he fucking care?
He doesn't. That's a lawyer for you.
If this dude in Michigan has a lawyer. Since a home inspector in Michigan was allegedly caught on camera pleasuring himself with an Elmo doll in a customer's house, according to cops. Kevin Wayne Van Leuven, 59, is accused of pulling the creepy move in the nursery of a 22-year-old woman's home in Oxford Township on March 12th, according to the Smoking Gun, which cited police. Van Leuven, who was hired by the homeowner to inspect the property before a sale, was busted when a web camera alerted her to motion in the room, according to police. The camera feed then allegedly showed him touching himself with the stuffed Sesame Street character, prompting her to call 911.
Well, there's
When.
two ways people would handle that situation. Call the cops, or you just go in there, embarrass the guy, and kick him right out, and then call his boss, I'd probably beat the shit out of him, personally.
Well, he's taking her kid's toy. I bet he puts it back there like nothing happened. And then, like, the kid's gonna play with it again. Like, that's
Ew.
fucked up, man.
Why is it all sticky?
You think he's a pedophile? You think why he gets off on jacking off with children's toys?
Yeah, nothing about Elmo really gets me going, so I can't relate to this guy or what prompted it. Like, obviously the kid wasn't in the room. Otherwise, he probably wouldn't have been doing it, I would assume, but you never know.
Well, I would guess that he was there alone to do the inspection.
I mean, this picture doesn't have the baby in the crib at all, so I'm gonna assume that it's not like off camera anywhere.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure how they do the home inspections, if they allow the owners to be there or not, or if they can just go in there and do it while they're away. But yeah, it looks like he's alone in there. Maybe
Oh,
there's more details,
maybe
but
you're right. Maybe she wasn't home.
yeah, that's my guess, is that she wasn't home and then she just happened to have her security cameras on while he was in there. And luckily for her, or I don't know, maybe luckily for everybody who this guy was working with, she caught him and got the police involved. So when sheriff's deputies confronted Van Leuven, he claimed to have only moved the doll to look at an electrical outlet, according to the report. But when officers told him there was a camera in the nursery, Van Leeuwen allegedly made incriminating statements and apologized. Oh boy, that's quite the mugshot. You think that's just for men? What kind of hair dye do you think he uses? Just for men?
Oh, I don't know. I was gonna say he kind of looks like Marv from Home Alone 2 when he gets electrocuted there a little bit. Hair kind of blown back and just all over the place. Probably looks like he was just, you know, combing his hands through it like super nervously, on the, you know, while the cops were talking to him too.
Yeah, because he doesn't look that disheveled in the. Well, I guess he just got done with the act, so maybe he was a little.
Well, that first picture, I think he's going for right there. He looks determined, like he's pulling the zipper down, like.
Oh, for sure. Like, I don't know. I don't want to know the details, but I have questions.
Questions I don't really need answers to, but you know.
Like where in the room did he do it on the crib? Like it's kind of a crib, but it's missing one of the sides. Like it's a toddler's bed.
Like I don't know if you've seen 50 Shades of Black, but you know the Wayans guy. He does a number with the Annabelle doll, and he's like flipping her over and doing like all these different positions and shit. I wonder if he's doing something like that.
Oh boy, I don't want to know, but. Like I said, questions.
I mean, like that movie, you have to pay to see. This one, you're just trying to avoid at all costs. I mean,
it's too real, damn it. I want it to be my belief that's, or my disbelief that's suspended. I don't want the real thing. Like, I don't right. know that it's real. Like, tell me that it's fake. And I'm like, okay, it's just a movie.
Yeah, I still don't get what's attractive about Elmo.
I mean, he must be a pedophile. Like, that's the only thing I could think of. Is like, he's got some kind of kink, or maybe he's a furry or something. But, I mean, it's, yeah. And he's on the job, too. Like, so how many other homes has he gone in and done this in? Like, you wonder, like, how many times has he gone into the kids' room and fucked this stuffed animal and then put it back?
Everybody that's heard of this guy doing their house inspections, going back, checking their cameras, too.
I hope so. Like, throw away all your kids' toys. Like, if this guy did your home inspection. Like, you do not want that in your house because that is disgusting. And I hope he gets a lot of time. In jail for something like this. Although I don't know what exactly the charge is. If it's like.
Well, the last line here says he's being held on $2,500 bond and faces up to 2 years in prison. I mean, I don't know. That's weird. I mean, he probably get his ass beat in prison if he gets charged with that at all.
You know, it's like that, like the real version of Half Baked, where they're like talking about getting Kenny out of prison and he's going to go, you know, what's his name? Thurgood? Is that what Chappelle's name is in the movie?
Whatever. Maybe. It's been a while.
Chappelle, I've been leaving this clip on Twitter when I see articles like this. Where like, you know, in the movie Half Baked, like they sell weed that Chappelle steals from his employee or from his job. Like he's a janitor at a lab and they're testing weed or whatever. And he steals it and they sell it so they can get bond money for their friend who's in jail. But like on Chappelle's show, they did the real version and they're like talking about the plan to do that. And like, man, why don't we just smoke the weed? And Chappelle goes, and they're like, yeah, fuck Kenny. And Chappelle goes, I hope he gets fucked in his butt in jail. And like every time I see one of these pedophiles in the news, I'm like, I hope he gets fucked in his butt in jail.
Probably like it too.
Fucking deserves it.
Yeah.
Oh man, these are the worst treatment, pedophiles. He was charged. Well, here we go. He was charged with aggravated indecent exposure and malicious destruction of property. Malicious destruction of property, and was booked into the Oakland County Jail. A judge also ordered him to undergo a mental health evaluation. And banned him from being alone on residential properties that don't belong to him. That's a good idea.
You ruined your job, buddy. Like, that's all you do.
Oh, my God. I mean, he's 59. Like, how many more years does he have left? He's going to have to find a new job after he gets out.
Or better yet, how many years has he been doing it? If he's 59 now, like, he's probably been working 20 years as this inspector guy.
Oh, yeah. At least. Oh, I'm sure at least that long. As of Thursday, whenever this came out, this is from April 8th. So as of Thursday, whenever in April, he was being held in jail in lieu of a $2,500 bond. He faces up to 2 years in prison. Now, why does this guy not have $2,500 to bond himself out? Usually if you get a bail bond, if I'm not mistaken, you only need to pay 10%. And then
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. They'll bail you out and then you're, on the hook to come back. But man, why does this guy not have that much money saved up? If he's 59 years old, do you think he'd have more in the bank?
Yeah, because it looks like this happened on March 12th. So that means he spent a few weeks in jail waiting already.
Maybe he just
wants to be in jail.
Maybe he's just going to plead guilty and he's like, just count it as time served, But, what a sick son of a bitch. Now, I don't know, if you're selling a house, do you got to do individual background checks on everybody? Like, I'm guessing this guy doesn't have any, prior, red flags until he got caught with this one. But it seems like, this can't be the first time he's done it.
Oh, no.
I don't know. Maybe it's the first time where he was too stupid to look for a camera first, but
I still think it's funny. He's like, I just moved it to check out this outlet.
I wish they had what his incriminating statements were. And then he apologized on top of it.
Right. Yeah.
But, oh boy, God. I don't know if I'm more happy or upset that they left more details of the actual crime out.
Well, I think they did us a favor, to be honest. We got just enough. I mean, we got a name here. Yeah, poor kid. Hopefully he gets a new elbow.
Oh, boy. I just hope it's not like one of those deals where it's like that's his favorite, the kid's favorite toy. And like it's got a real attachment to it. Like maybe his dad gave it to him and then the dad died or something. And
I was going to say maybe he had a little thing for it because of the initial rush, to buy those when that debuted about 20 something years ago when people are killing each other over it. Maybe got one and he was like, oh yeah, this is great. And it was his best friend and it turned sexual in the end somehow.
No, I was talking about the kid. You're talking about the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, this dude would have been in his 40s when these came out, or at least his 30s.
Yeah.
Because it would have been the mid to late 90s. So it was 25 years ago. So he would have been mid 30s. So, I don't know if that holds weight.
I don't know. I'm not feeling picking up a little stuffed animal fetish myself. I don't know if you are, but
no. My guess is he's either my first guess is he's a pedophile. My second guess is he's a furry or something like that. But I hope he gets fucked in his butt in jail.
Amen.
I think that's a good place to take a break while you all, sort that out in your heads. We'll be back in just a bit. All right, welcome back. Our next story, also from the New York Post, and the headline is, salon customer finds dead body in tanning bed, colon report. It's weird that they put report at the end of that.
We're not sure. We're just stealing this from somewhere else.
Pretty much. I don't know. I guess this is, I think I saw when this came out, people were like, this is straight out of one of the Final Destination sequels.
Yeah, one of them had it. I forget if it was four or five that had it, but that was because it got chained shut, and then she got fried like a toast in a toaster. It was in there too long.
I've only seen the first Final Destination. I should watch the sequels. I've heard they're good. And the first one was pretty good too, so but I
Oh
don't
yeah,
think
they're all pretty good. Two is the one with the log truck where the logs come out, and you'll see all the memes on Twitter about, not driving behind log trucks, because they're literally like a month ago, there was somebody that took a log through their windshield and almost got killed.
it's common sense, right? I can't remember if I saw the second one. I don't think I've seen any of the sequels, but like that sounds familiar. Like I know I've seen it on the internet a bunch of times, but I don't
Yeah,
know if I saw
third
it
one
over a
was the
long time
amusement
ago.
park. I'm really having trouble remembering the fourth one right now, but I think the fifth one they started off at like a racetrack, and a car's wheel went into the crowd, and then it just turned into chaos because another car went into the crowd. It was wild, but
I think that's happened too in real life. Like these are too realistic to be in a movie, I think, about death. I guess that's why it's scary, right? Because it could
Yeah,
happen.
it's kind of funny to watch them though, obviously taking it from a this is not a real life thing, it's a movie, and you could see all the little things happening that, because somebody's gonna die and you don't know necessarily who it is immediately, because sometimes they're in a group, but if it's like one, then you're trying to figure out how it's gonna like fuck them up.
Right. Because isn't the whole premise like they escape death? Like somehow, like they were going to die and somehow they avoid it. And so, like, death is coming for them.
Yeah, death. Yeah, they cheated death, so death has to try to track them down. There's usually one that will survive, though, at the end
They got
to
to
tell
make
the
it.
tale.
Death has to make it, right? That's kind of like the movie Countdown. I guess it's slightly different. Did you see Countdown? It came out 2 years ago.
I don't think so.
It was that one where you can download an app and it would count down to the moment of your death. And like it was like, oh, this is so fun. I'm gonna die in, 50 years or whatever. And some people they're like, oh, you're gonna die in 1 day and 2 hours. And like basically like it was legit like you would die like when your countdown ran out when it hit zero, but like if you avoided it like you still had to die, like there was like if you did anything to like change up your path to death, like it would like come after you. It was really good. A lot better than I expected because it seems like one of those like goofy like just gimmicky horror movies, but
Yeah.
it was way better than I thought it was going to be. It
Yeah,
was really fun.
I don't know how I missed that one. That looks like totally up my alley. And it reminds me of a different movie. I don't remember which one it is. I want to say it's Wish Upon, but I don't know if that's the right comparison.
You know what else this tanning bed thing reminds me of?
What's that?
Seinfeld.
Yeah. Well, what
It's
doesn't remind you of
so
Seinfeld these days?
relatable, even 30 years later. There's an episode where actually there's a couple episodes involving Kramer getting a tan. Like there's one episode where he actually like fell asleep in a tanning bed, and like he was getting ready to meet his girlfriend's family, and he was dating a black girl, and he fell asleep in the tanning bed, and he got extra crispy, and really they just put blackface on him or whatever, and so like he's super dark, like just got like the darkest tan, and he shows up with his girlfriend at her family's house, and like he's all smiling and stuff. Like, hey, how you doing? And she told her dad that she was dating a white guy, and he's like, I thought you said you were dating a white boy. I don't see no white boy. I just see a damn fool. Because he looked like he was wearing blackface. And then there was another one where Kramer started using butter instead of shaving cream. And then, like, he started using it for everything. So, like he would go use it as, like, a tanning lotion, too. And, like, he was on the roof tanning with his butter lotion or whatever. Like, he had smeared himself in butter, and he fell asleep, and he basted himself. And so, like, he got all dried out. He baked himself. And, like, they needed to, like, you know, keep him moist, you know. And then, like, he smelled good, like, so, like, Newman was watching over him, but he, like, was looking at him, and he's like envisioning him as a turkey, like a Thanksgiving turkey. And then he, like, started to try to eat him.
Oh my god.
Oh,
you know, maybe I would appreciate Seinfeld if I tried to watch it these days, but growing up, I was just like, just get to the Simpsons already.
Yeah. I didn't get into Seinfeld till I was in college. And then it was on, like, TBS would run it, like, 2 hours a day. And, like, I had a lot of free time. So, like, whatever. There's nothing else on. And it's really good. It's a lot better than I... Like, growing up, like, I didn't get, like, people like, it's such a great show. Why don't you watch this? Or, like, when they had the finale, like, are you gonna watch the finale? Like, no, I never watched that show. Why would I watch
right.
it?
Right. Yeah.
But, like, as you get older, like, you start relating to it so much more. Like, it, like, so many things just kind of, you know, are things that you encounter in real life, and you appreciate it a lot more.
Agree. Everybody Loves Raymond was kind of the same thing too. I forgot what that was before. That 70s Show, maybe. I don't think that's the right channel.
They're on different channels.
Yeah, it was on CBS. Yeah, I feel like that'd be another one that I would appreciate more these days too.
Yeah, especially having been married, I think you would you'd feel that one.
Was it Ray that was divorced, or was it that guy in the Jimmy John's commercial? I can't think of his name.
Well, Ray was married. And then his brother lived, like, across the street with their parents. Brad Garrett was the brother.
Oh, yeah, Brad Garrett, yeah.
Jimmy's Johns. You got David Coppersfields up in there.
We made a mixture of turkey and ham. You want to try it? Hell no.
Those commercials are so dumb, but he's hilarious at all. Jimmy's Johns. Those tryhards is baking bread all day.
I find it amazing that some of these people lower themselves to commercials. Like, Jamie Foxx is doing eyeglasses now. Like, he can't get into movies anymore. Like, has he hit, like, too high of an age or something?
Well, he's hosting a show on Fox too. He's doing, like, the Beat Shazam show or whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
And I don't even know if I've seen him wear glasses, but apparently he's designed his own line of glasses, eyeglasses. And yeah, now he's doing commercials for it too. It's weird.
Yeah.
I think he did that Shazam show because he got his daughter a job with it.
Well, he probably gets paid a ton of money to do that, to be honest. Game shows are low budget, you know, regardless of what the prizes are that they give out.
That's why everything's a game show now, because they fired all the scripted TV shows when the pandemic started.
Well, and then, you know, network TV, they don't have to worry about trying to please everybody, because game shows everybody likes. It's not offensive to any, you know, protected group or whatever.
I guess so. Not like, here's another tanning salon connection. Legends of Chamberlain Heights. The Rachel Dolezal tanning salon. This person went in and cranked it up to the Akon setting.
Legends!
I missed that show. Bring it back, Comedy Central. I know you're listening.
Please, I don't even think I watch anything at Comedy Central anymore now that Tosh is gone. Like, I don't even know what's on. I think they brought back Crank Yankers, but that's not really my style. And then
Yeah, I've seen that.
everything else I record has been canceled.
I don't think there's any new stuff. They show The Office like 12 hours a day, like virtually every day. I think there's maybe one or 2 days a week that they do South Park marathons instead, but
Yeah.
it's like all of The Office. Remember, like when The Office left Netflix a few months ago, and he's like, "Well, I'm never gonna be able to watch The Office again." And I'm like, it's literally on all day, every day.
Right.
Like
Yeah.
they run through the series in 2 weeks. Like, I don't know how many times they run through the series since they've started showing it, like at the beginning of the year. But like every like couple weeks, like they start over.
That's wild. Like, I never got into the office too much, but I mean, where there's a will, there's a way. You can find it, or you can just buy it. I'm sure it's cheaper nowadays to buy the whole damn set.
I think some people were doing that, and then I don't know if it got sold out or what, but I mean that's the risk of putting all your eggs in the streaming basket.
Well, I mean, buying it, I mean, physical media is kind of dying, but if you buy Blu-rays or the 4K disc nowadays, it's like you have it. It can't get canceled. It can't get fucking edited, because,
Right.
someone's woker today than they were yesterday, like, oh, we can't watch this. So I've been buying more lately. I'm kind of in the lull, but it's there's some good deals, if you go back looking for the older movies. I mean, you don't even have to wait too long. Like, you can wait about a year and probably get new movies today around Christmas time for about $5, $10 easy.
Yeah. I went maybe 10 years without really buying any new DVDs or anything, and then the last, 4 or 5 years I've kind of gotten back into it. But it's definitely better than like never being able to find this movie that you want to watch. The only problem is a lot of the movies that are never on streaming are hard to find on physical media too.
They
Or
can be,
like
yeah.
some more obscure stuff too. Or it's really expensive. But I don't know. Like you said, there's a ton that's real cheap though.
Yeah, they'll kind of cycle. I forget what I was waiting for it to come down a little bit, but there's a few in the back of my mind I need to buy this year for Christmas.
Well, let's talk about this dead body. It's like Stand By Me. Remember that movie? Did you ever see Stand By Me?
Is that what's her face?
No, it's Joaquin Phoenix and not Joaquin. It's River Phoenix and Will Wheaton and Jerry O'Connell and Corey Feldman. And
No, I was thinking of something else.
it's a Stephen King adaptation that Rob Reiner directed, and they like go through the woods to go find a dead body. It's a coming of age movie. It's very popular. There's a scene
No,
where
I'm not into the 80s movies as much as you are.
there's a scene where Will Wheaton gets a leech on his ding ding.
Every time I hear Will Wheaton, I'd think of Family Guy. Will Wheaton. Wheaton.
Oh, he actually just came out and said that his performance was so good in Stand By Me because his parents also abused him mentally and physically, just like his character.
Oh no.
So, there you go. I mean, if you're fans of that movie, now you know. Anyways, we haven't even talked about this article. We're just talking about stuff that has tanning salons and dead bodies in it. A salon customer found a dead woman on a tanning bed who had visited the parlor for a 2-hour session. That sounds like a long time to be tanning.
Maybe they got different rules because this says it's in Austria. I don't know if you can go that long here in the United States or not.
Well, I don't know. Like, there's a place by me called 5 Minute Tan or something like that. So, or 15 minute tan, I don't know, but it seems like a long time to stay in the bed. The client made the morbid discovery in one of the tanning cubicles at the salon in Deutsch Kaltenbrunn, Austria, on Sunday. A 50-year-old woman went in for a session at 2:30 p.m. and was found dead at 4:45 p.m. by another customer who had grown suspicious when the bed said it was in use but was silent. After attempting to communicate with the person inside the bed, the concerned customer pried open the door with a coin.
You know, faking concern when it's really a full-on Karen fit. Like, what is going on here? It's been 15 minutes over into my time. What are you doing in there?
It's my time now. I paid for this time. You're ruining it for me.
Yeah. I mean, it was a two-hour appointment, though. I mean, they found her at 2 hours and 15 minutes. Like, she must not have lasted very long at all.
Just died right away. I wonder if it's, I mean, it had to smell. But, yeah, don't they clean them down between people or have, like, somebody monitoring it at all? Like, it's all, like,
Well, I think you strip down, you know, nobody goes in there with clothes. Maybe some people keep their underwear on, but, you know, I don't think anyone's going to go in there if they don't have to, if they think you're in there naked, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I could see that. Or at least do like a, I don't know, just a check. I don't know. You doing okay? Something like that. I don't know.
I guess that's what this lawsuit will, you know, put in the play next time.
I've never tanned, so I don't know how the protocol goes.
Yeah, I've never tanned either. It's, you know, pasty white or tomato red. There's not much in between.
You know, I've mentioned on the podcast that I've been watching Boy Meets World, kind of like as my in the background while I edit the podcast. And one thing I noticed is they are pale as fuck. Like everyone is just pasty white, except for like the one black character. Everybody else looks white as hell. Like they didn't even see the sun in like the summertime. Like they would come back like with no tan whatsoever. And it's like, I guess that's what everybody looked like before spray tans were a thing. You know, like you could go around looking like that, like a ghost.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, it was just wrestlers that were out there in the sun every day, getting baked for real with the real sun.
Get that Hulk Hogan tan. I always remember Scott Hall talking about, like, Hulk Hogan, he was the tannest man in the world.
I'm surprised he never got skin cancer or hasn't announced that he did, at least.
He must have had it a few times and just, like, just maybe just enough, like, a mole or something they could just slice off or whatever and not make a big deal about it.
Yeah.
Or maybe he did it when he was on his timeout for racism.
Basically when he got off roids too at the same time.
Oh my god. I mean, Hulk Hogan is a cautionary tale if there ever was one. I saw a picture of, he posted a picture of Chris Hemsworth getting ready for the Hulk Hogan biopic, and like Chris Hemsworth's looking jacked, but I don't think he's using enough steroids he's getting there, but he's like too lean. Like he needs to get that water weight that comes with using steroids to kind of puff himself
water weight up. And eating a bunch of gluten. So, you know, everybody was eating burgers and pizza back then. Like nobody gave a shit what you ate, really.
Maybe take a couple bumps of cocaine on top of it.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Like you gotta get that puffy look that all the 80s wrestlers had. Like nobody was lean back then. Like they were just big muscle monsters.
Yeah, if you had a pin, it looked like you could just pop him like a balloon.
Yeah, or like a water balloon, they just start leaking out fluid. Do you remember back in the day, Nickelodeon had some special about like superstars growing up or whatever, and they did one on Hulk Hogan. I'll have to find the video because I found it on YouTube, I think, maybe a couple of years ago. But they did one where it was like Hulk Hogan talking about when he was getting bullied as a fat kid growing up.
Yeah, I remember that.
like he had a challenge where he had to eat like a grocery cart full of groceries. And like, I don't know, they put a time limit on it. And so like he just stuffed his face. He's like, I was trying to impress a girl, brother, but it didn't work. As soon as I finished, I had to go and hurl in the bathroom. And then the music teacher came out and he says, hey, let me teach you how to play the bass guitar. And then he turned my whole life around, brother.
That's funny. I think I remember we had like, I had basketball that day and I told our parents that we need to hurry up and get home to watch that or some shit.
I think we taped it, actually. I think we might have had it on tape because I remember watching it a few times.
Yeah, I do remember it.
I just always remember he just has for some reason they have a grocery, they had a whole ass grocery cart full of groceries. And they're like, all right, Terry, you got to eat all those groceries. And he's like, that'll make them like me. It's so dumb.
Oh my God.
And they got some fat kid to play him. So funny. I need to find that again. I watched it again.
Like, I mean, Nickelodeon was really good back in the day. Like, my kids don't watch it now at all.
No, I don't even know what they show on that. Or like Cartoon Network, I don't think is nearly up to the same standards as it was when we were coming up.
I think they show some decent stoner cartoons after dark, you know, Adult Swim, but the kid stuff is not the same.
Right. Yeah, that's what I meant. Like, the Adult Swim is a different thing. Like, it's like, it might as well be a different network, you know, when they do the Adult Swim stuff.
Like, break out your drugs, kids. It's time for Adult Swim. Although Sci-Fi is kind of doing something like that, too. I'm not so much into cartoons these days, so I'm not really watching it. But
yeah,
they have a 2 or 3 hour block or some late night, Saturday nights, I think it is.
I think John Cena plays a Chinese robot on one of those I saw in one of the commercials.
That sounds right. Yeah.
I don't know if he's like explicitly a Chinese robot, but I would guess that it's probably implied, just the fact that John Cena is the voice.
That was probably just one episode. Just and here we are thinking he was in there the whole time. It was just a shameless plug to get people to start watching the show.
That's very well could be the point. That might be true. Because I remember seeing the ads for it when it was first coming up and like, John Cena is going to be a robot in here. And I haven't seen an ad for it since. So
yeah, no, me neither.
But I know John Cena is getting effed in the A by China because he bent over and apologized for saying something wrong that they didn't like.
That sounds very China like, but you know, he probably wouldn't apologize if he wasn't like coming out with Fast 9 here in a couple weeks. And you know, I'm sure that's a big market for them, you know, considering it started off as like street racing for that franchise.
Oh yeah, definitely. I think they said it came out in China already and it made like 160 million in the first weekend or something like that.
Oh, I believe it. Yeah.
So, yeah, like he was, if China was putting a squeeze on them because of what he said, like, yeah, he's going to bow down.
Put him over the 1 trillion mark for the whole franchise, too?
I don't know if I heard about that, but I'd be surprised if they're not there already.
Because I know there's a few franchises there, like, maybe I'm thinking of just single movie, like, Avengers Endgame keeps going back and forth with Avatar because Avatar just recently retook the lead because they had a re-release in the theaters for some reason, to, you know, get some extra money on that. Still waiting for them sequels. I mean, like, God damn, we were supposed to have, Avatar 3 this year, I think it was. I think it was supposed to be 2 last year and 3 this year and 4 the year after.
Yeah. I think they filmed them all together, and I think they're almost done with them. But like, they keep moving the the release dates.
Yeah, I thought they had to reshoot something. Like they had to redo the movies or something. But
well, there's new technology, so James Cameron's got to get that in there. They don't have the technology to make.
Well, you can't use the same 3D camera used in like 2008 or whenever the first movie came out.
Because I don't know, James Cameron. He's like, I can't make movies because the technology doesn't exist to make the movies. So you just fucking make a regular ass movie, James Cameron.
Yeah, give us a good Terminator movie, please. Like, it's been so long.
I mean, or something new. I mean, yeah. He's made other movies that are, like, True Lies was a really good movie.
Yeah, that's 25 years ago, though.
I think that was, well, he did Titanic after that, and then, God, I don't know, did he do anything between Titanic and Avatar?
Raise the bar in South Park.
I think that was after Avatar, though. Well, he only made Titanic because he wanted to fucking go down and look at the actual ship. And so he made a movie so he could write it off as a...
Well, I mean, he got all the little girls to see it about 5 or 6 times each in the theaters. Like, I've never seen anyone be like, I gotta see this in the theater again.
I don't know. I saw it in the theater. I think mom took me to see it in the theater. I don't know if you went with us, but yeah, once they get that sketch pad out, you know, that was a little weird sitting next to, you know, because I was 10 years old at the time, you know, because it was 97.
Yeah.
And that might have been the first PG-13 I saw in the theater. Either that or Men in Black, probably. But, yeah, once she took her titties out, I'm like, this is really uncomfortable to be here with my mom.
Right.
Never mind the rest of the movie was boring as fuck.
I don't remember if I saw it in the theater. I thought I did. It's been so long now. Like, it was good. Like, I won't say it was a terrible movie, but I was not obsessed with it like everybody else. I think a lot of that was Leo fever still back in the day.
I mean, they saw him in... What's Eating Gilbert Grape, and they're like, man, I need more of that guy. He's so hot.
Yeah, right.
You know, if you didn't see him on Growing Pains and you saw him in Gilbert Grape, you'd think that he's, like, legitimately mentally challenged.
Wait, Leo was on Growing Pains? For real?
Yeah, he was, I forget. He was, like, one of the, you know, middle of the series of, additions, you know, when they run out of like cast, you know, like people get bored with the cast, so they gotta bring in somebody else in.
Yeah,
like I think he was like an orphan or something that they, I don't know, they fostered, they were, brought him in as a foster kid or something, or adopted him, I forget.
I think the earliest I remember him in was Basketball Diaries, but I didn't see that till later. Not until after they hyped up that movie after the Columbine shooting. They're like, oh, this movie, you know, caused them to shoot up the school. Basketball Diaries, Marilyn Manson, I think The Matrix at the time.
Yeah, a lot of stuff.
I was like, oh, Basketball Diaries, that looks like a great movie. Let me see that.
Yeah, I remember him on Growing Pains, and then I think I saw Gilbert Grape. At least I saw parts of it on TV, you know, back in the day. I didn't see the Basketball Diaries till much later. We should talk about this article. We've been going on a bunch of tangents here. Emergency responders were sent to the scene, but were also unable to revive the woman. An autopsy was performed and showed no evidence of foul play, with the woman's body showing no signs of injury. The results of a toxicology report are still pending. An investigation into the tanning salon showed that there were no defects to the tanning bed, and a spokesperson for the salon expressed deepest condolences to the woman's relatives.
Okay, thoughts and prayers.
Though it may not happen often, people have died in tanning beds before. In 2018, a 27-year-old man was found dead on the floor of a tanning room inside a New Jersey gym. And while tanning beds are not normally fatal, they can lead to negative and sometimes fatal health complications. Just one indoor tanning session can increase the risk of developing skin cancer by up to 67% in some cases. And a 2017 study estimated that the treatment of skin cancer as a result of using tanning beds cost Americans $343 million a year. In addition, a study has suggested that more than 22% of white women who use indoor tanning show signs of addiction.
I mean, that sounds right. I knew a bunch of girls that used to tan back in the day. But everybody does spray tan now.
Yeah, I think that's much more prevalent than the beds. It sounds like this
girl
woman
must have been on drugs or something.
Either
right?
She OD'd or she just dropped dead. I don't think they have any statistics on the dead woman. They don't identify her age or anything like that. Maybe she was just old and died.
No, it says up here she was 50 years old.
No, that was the... okay, yeah, 50, okay. I was thinking that was the person that found her. So at 50, I don't know, maybe she just had a heart attack, maybe... I don't know, maybe she's had some kind of other medical issue. Well, they did an autopsy and found no injuries. You think they'd have a cause of death based on the autopsy, but...
Yeah, well, maybe they're waiting on the toxicology report to say. So maybe it wasn't a heart attack.
Well, I guess it'll remain a mystery because there will never be an update on this report ever. But
classic New York Post again.
I think we have a pretty solid cause of death in our third story, just based on the headline. Also from the New York Post. The headline is, 224-pound Russian woman reportedly killed husband with her buttocks.
Oh, that's great.
We got a picture of her and presumably her husband. And yeah, she's a bit of a bigger woman.
I just don't know how he couldn't like push her off. Like, you know, probably going to town and can't breathe because she's bigger. 224 pounds big. Like you but can't.
If you look in this picture, he's about the same size as her. I mean, he's taller than her, but he's a big guy too himself.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I guess we'll have to read about it. But, yeah. maybe it was just like she farted in his face or something? Or
oh, no. It explains it here in the first line.
All right. A 224-pound Russian woman faces some heavy-duty justice for sitting on her husband and strangling him to death with her massive buttocks during a boozy dispute, a report said. Usually you got to pay extra for that.
right.
Tatiana O, allegedly, it just says the first initial of the last name, Tatiana O. I guess they couldn't put her whole name in there. Allegedly refused to let Adar go even as he begged forgiveness, East to West News reported. Adar's daughter saw him pinned face down on... Why is the daughter watching this? Adar's daughter saw him pinned face down on the bed and ran to seek help from neighbors in the Russian city Novokuznetsk, something like that. I don't know.
Good luck with that, yeah.
According to the news outlet, which cited evidence in the case, a female neighbor who arrived reportedly decided the couple were in the midst of a domestic dispute and left. Tatiana said she merely wanted to calm her hubby down after the couple had been drinking. Here's the official cause of death. Adar died from asphyxia from blocking the respiratory system as his face was wedged into the mattress as Tatiana sat on his neck using her legs so that he could not lift it, a medical examination found. So he was face down and she must have been sitting on his neck and the back of his head and then like had her feet like underneath his arms is what I'm gathering from this. Or maybe she was facing backwards and like she had her legs underneath his arm so he couldn't lift her up. I don't know. I'm trying to get the mental picture here, although maybe I shouldn't try
to. I'll let you attempt that. I mean, there were probably a couple bottles of vodka in that day.
I mean, they're Russian, so obviously. And that's just a normal. The wife strangled husband to death with her buttocks after drinking too much alcohol, according to a local media report cited by East to West. I mean, I think we've established that. During a trial, Tatiana was convicted of causing death by negligence after a murder charge was dropped. She got some big old titties, too.
Yeah.
But the investigation committee has announced it is calling for a new murder charge against Tatiana, who had been angry after drinking heavily. After Aiden, is that his name the whole time? Aiden? It was
yeah.
Well, here in the caption of the picture right above us is Adar. After Adar stopped showing signs of life, the accused, frightened, shook him and shouted at him to wake up.
Wait, yeah. Are they flipping back between Aiden and Adar?
I think it had been Adar all the way up until that point.
Yeah, they messed up this last one.
Get on your editing, fucking mainstream media. Well, she sat on his head and he fucking died.
I bet it was a wild ride up until that point.
Oh my God. I guess, you know, if you marry a biggin, you know, that's the risk you run.
Or at least be in shape to like get her off you.
Well, he must have been fucked up too, like where he couldn't just like do like a sit up and like turn his head or something like that. Like he must
all except for this first picture, they look pretty drunk. Well, first picture, they don't look that happy because they look sober.
Well, the second one, he's got a beverage in his hand. The next one is just him. Yeah, he looks kind of, I don't know, but he's Russian, so it's hard to tell if that's normal or drunk.
He looks pretty glassy-eyed to me.
And then here's one of her with some, I don't know, like beans or something, like green beans maybe. Is that what those are?
Yeah, I don't know why she's posing like that.
But she's like making a sexy pose. She's got her hand on her hip and she's got her head tilted with a little smirk on her face. Got a lot of cleavage showing in that one. Those are some big old titties. This last one looks like she's giving him a handy under the table.
Yeah, they're pretty slosh at this one.
She's got two full glasses in front of her and one empty one. He's got one in his hand and another one in front of him. So, and then there's a
bottle.
A bottle there that's buried into.
That food looks really good. Maybe because I'm hungry. Can't tell what it is. It looks like one's a pizza and then they got these little mini sandwiches or something. I don't know what the hell this shit is.
Who knows? I like the TV in the background. It looks like it's from like 1995.
Oh, that's probably the technology they're up to in Russia there. They're probably just getting the late 90s music too.
I can't tell if that's just a wire or like a rabbit ears.
I think it's a rabbit ear.
Not even like a legit one. It's like a wire hanger that they plugged into it. Oh, boy. This is like after Norbit and Rasputia got married in Norbit. Do you remember that scene where it was a montage of like they were doing like cosplay in their sex life and like Rasputia would come out of the bathroom all dressed up. I forget, they had like a Christmas one where like Norbit was in a Santa Claus suit and like she was like a Santa's little helper, and then like they had one where it was like President's Day and Norbit was Lincoln and Rasputia was like a freed slave.
Oh God.
And then like one where it was like a cop and a robber, and like each one would be Respucia, like, she'd come out of the bathroom looking all, like, all ready to go, and Norma would just be standing on the end of the bed, and he'd, like, nervously be like, all right, let's, you know, we could take this slow or whatever, and she would just run across the room and jump and, like, take him onto the bed underneath her, and the bed would just collapse.
Like, oh, God.
Break the bed.
Yeah, I don't have the movie memorized like you, but that would be something I'd repress for sure.
They did like five of them in the montage. And the last one, like, they show they have like cinder blocks under the bed, like they've reinforced it. And like every time they would hit the bed, like they would show Norbit like underneath Respucia, just like barely peeking his head out. He's like, Merry Christmas. Happy President's Day. Officer down 187.
Oh, God. Well, that kind of reminds me, there was this bigger lady I used to work with back in Minnesota, and we found this I found this video online of this fat girl that was like dropping her fupa on top of this guy that was on his hands and knees and shit. Looked exactly like her. I was like, no wonder all her boyfriends like her.
Is that you?
Oh my God. So bad.
Oh man. Oh, there was another scene later in Norbit where they're sleeping in the bed and Rasputia's all splayed out. She's got like 2/3 of the mattress taken up, and Norbit's just kind of off to the side, like barely clinging on. And he's like, he's finally had enough. He's like, a man needs his space. He like pushes her over. And so she like rolls over to the other side, and he like takes over his half of the bed. And then like she rolls back over on top of him and crushes him. You can do one of those.
Oh, God. The visual in my head is not good right now at all.
You know, and she's all like snoring and shit and just like just looking gross because it's, you know, the end of the day or whatever.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, such a good movie. I didn't have much to add to this story, honestly. I just thought it was a funny. Killed him with a
box. Yeah. Well, this is a nice quick one here. It's short and sweet here. And it actually has answers compared to the tanning bed lady.
I wonder if they'll get her for murder, because it's funny that they're going after her for murder. Obviously, they don't have double jeopardy in Russia, because I don't think they could get her for murder after they convicted her for whatever negligent homicide or whatever they got her for.
Well, so they dropped the murder charge, so maybe because they didn't try the murder charge, they can try it again. Like, maybe there's something new that they found, but I don't know. It sounds weird. It doesn't sound like she intentionally did it necessarily.
Maybe she could use the defense that her husband was a Putin detractor, and that she's looking out for, you know, the president.
Or say he came out of the closet as gay and, you know, was going to leave her.
Because as we all know, there's no gay people in Russia. They've said it many times. So yep, it must be true. Have. It must be true. They said it. Just like when China said, no, we didn't make that virus in our lab. Get out of here.
Right.
We can say that now, because now it's like, I guess Fauci is in on the...
We won't get canceled.
He wants to investigate now, so I guess it's okay to talk about it. But I don't know. I guess the moral of the story is, if you're a big woman, don't sit on your husband's head until he can't breathe.
Right.
Especially if he's drunk and can't fight back. God. Oh, man. I hope they didn't have kids.
Well, it doesn't mention any.
Oh wait,
any
kids, they did. Here. They said his daughter saw it.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, I bet she was sloshed too. I bet they were all trashed. I wonder what the daughter looks like, if that's what these two look like. They almost look like they're related, anyways.
They might be. Maybe that's why they don't have a last name. But it says his daughter, so it might not be her daughter. But God, I mean, that's weird. Like, I hope they had their clothes on. But even if they did, like, it's funny too that the neighbor comes over and is like, "Oh, they're just having a domestic. Fuck out, you know, leave me alone."
Yeah, that's normal here in Russia.
It's not my business. But obviously, based on some of these pictures, it's not surprising that they may not have had a telephone in their home. Anyways, let's wrap up the episode for today. Thanks everybody for listening and sticking with us all the way to the end. Make sure you are subscribed, and if you're on Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star rating and review. And apparently that helps get our podcast in front of more people. I don't know how it exactly works, but that's what I've heard. So do that for us if you will. You can follow me on Twitter at PositivelyWolf1 and email the show at PositivelyWolf@comcast.net. And you can reach, or you can follow Brother Clint on Twitter at @Brother_Clint.
Yeah, that's the one. Hit me up.
We need more people following Brother Clint as he trolls Twitter. And, you know, so it's decent. It's a decent follow. Would recommend. Yeah.
I recommend it too.
So, yeah. Thanks again, everybody, for listening, and have a great day.